السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and countless salutation upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came in this world as a mercy for the whole world and all the universe. This is the holy month of Rabiul Awwal. Today is 2nd of Rabiul Awwal, and this is the holy month in which the most beloved to Allah, Habibullah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was born. According to the historical fact, there is no exact date in the books of the seerah or the history that when actually Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. The month is confirmed that he was born in Rabiul Awwal. The day is confirmed he was born on Monday. The time is confirmed that he was born in Subah Sadiq, early morning. But the date is not confirmed. According to Mufassirin and historians, there are 10 different riwayat or quotations. Some of them say he was born on the 2nd of Rabiul Awwal. Some of them say he was born on 8th of Rabiul Awwal. Some of them say he was born on 10th of Rabiul Awwal. But most popular belief amongst the scholars is that he was born on 12th of Rabiul Awwal, which is April 22nd, 571 CE. We can say this much, that he was born on the Amul Fil, the year of elephant. We all know, prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a governor from Yemen, Abraha, was a Christian, and he was so mad that he built a similar structure like Kaabatullah in Sana'a. And he wanted all the people to go there and make the tawaf of his own building. But once when Quraysh from among the Makkan, he heard this, and he went there and he messed that building. So when he came to know that someone came from Makkah and did this to my holy place, so he got very upset, and he prepared an army, and he prepared the army of elephant. And in Arabs, they haven't seen the huge animal like elephant before. Arabs only used to see the camels and goats and sheep. They haven't seen the elephant. So that was the first time in their life, the Bedouin, the Arabs, the Quraysh, have seen such a huge animal like elephant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this whole incident in Surah Al-Fil. The name of the surah itself, the surah of elephant. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the whole incident of Abraha, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilized the small birds Ababil to destroy such a huge army of Abraha, and they were defeated. And at that time, the Mutawalli, the caretaker of Kaabatullah, was the grandfather of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib. He was the leader of the Quraysh at that time, from Banu Hashim. So after this incident, about 6 months After this incident, about 6 months passed, and then our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born. There are so many miracles took place, as we all hear from the scholars, that he was born Makhtun Usurra, circumcised, and there was no labor pain for Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha all this period when she was carrying and bearing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in her belly, in her womb for all 9 months. She never had any pain, and even the time of birth or she never felt any pain, and he was born very clean, just like washed baby. And when he born, there was no blemish on his body. And immediately, when as soon as came in this world, he turned on his hand on the right side, and he makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, appreciating, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting this life in this world. And then after the sajda, he took his right hand to the sky and indicated with the shahada that Allah is one. So this was the message he brought even from the child, from the time of birth, that I came in this world as muwahid, believing in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is my message. And then Hazrat Amina witnessed that whole house was brightened and lightened up, when noor appeared like a sky and cloud, and they heard the voice, someone is saying that take him out and take him to the world and let's see the people, his attributes, his Mubarak face and his blessing. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam took him and traveled throughout the world, throughout the globe, and the all those things happened when the Roman was broken. The domes of the palace, the 14 pillars of the domes of the Roman palace was broken down, and there was a fire burning in Iran for 1,000 years, because the old Iranians, they were fire worshippers. They used to regard the fire as a god. So that was burning for 1,000 years. So that day it was extinguished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put off the fire also, because when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in this world, he was the Khatamun Nabiyyin. So all these things happen, my brothers and sisters. We all know that the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a very great event in the history of mankind. Allah ta'ala said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent you as a mercy for all the worlds. To that extent that His mercy extended to even angels. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam that how you benefited by my existence. You are here before me, you are Sayyidul Malaika. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam confirmed that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before you came in this world, I was just the angel. But when you came in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed me as an Amin. And He mentioned my name in the Holy Quran. So that respect and honor Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam got because of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this riwayat, that one day Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when was the nubuwwat granted to you, when you became a Nabi? The obvious answer, the logical answer should be that I was granted nubuwwat at the age of 40. Exact. The answer is the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became 40 years old at that time. The first revelation wahi came in the cave of Hira, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not reply in this manner. Rather, he said, Kuntu Nabiyan wa Adamu bainal ma'i wal bainal ruhi wal jasad. And another riwayat bainat tini wal ma, a different riwayat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was Nabi declared while Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was between the soul and body. Meaning, he was not even made up, he was not even created. Before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, I was already declared and confirmed as Nabi of Allah, as Rasulullah. And how it happens in another riwayat? It comes that 1,000 years before Rasulullah, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the whole world, 1,000 years prior to it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Almighty Allah has recited in the majlis of Malaika in front of the angels, Yasin wa Quran al-Hakim, innaka laminal muslim. Innaka in Arabic terms is only used when you are talking and discussing someone in front of you, present over there. Then you point it out, innaka, you are. Innaka laminal mursaleen. From this ayah, ulama explained that there was nothing, there was no sky, no heaven, no sun and moon. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as innaka laminal mursaleen, that you are one of my messengers. So it's proven that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in alam arwah, there was nothing in existence. His nubuwwat, his prophethood was confirmed from that time. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Allah ta'ala has sent revelation upon Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. That O Isa alayhi salam, bring iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and command your followers, also whoever get the chance to see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they all should bring iman on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because if I wouldn't because if he wouldn't be, I wouldn't even created Adam alayhi salam, and I wouldn't created Jannah and Jahannam. So that's the reason ulama said when the Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will descend prior to the Qiyamah, he is not going to follow his own book, which is Injil, Bible.